third graders surrounding our Steve Spangler, with our Steve Spangler from Wilder Elementary in Littleton, Colorado. And Steve, they just wrapped up their annual invention convention. Do I have it right?
These are the best inventors you'd ever imagine. Somebody call a patent attorney because we're going to need one by the very end.
Okay.
Would you look at this? This almost looks like a real guinea pig. Can the camera look at this? You made an animatronic guinea pig. How did you do that, Nicole?
Well, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't. This is real?
Yeah.
Can I hear him a little bit? Listen. Oh, I hear him. Now, what's his name?
This is Piggy.
Piggy, and you're Nicole, and you're in third grade, is that right? And who's your teacher?
Miss Wilson.
Miss Wilson, all right. Mm-hmm. So show me your contraption here, your invention. What was your problem?
Well, every time I picked him up, he would wiggle. See? Let's see if we can get him to do it.
He's doing it right now. I see him. Yes.
Yeah, anyway, so he would scratch my wrist, causing him to bleed.
Yes.
So now I just... So now I invented the piggy hammock. I just pulled him up, and now I don't get scratched.
Oh, we'll show him right over here. Look, there is the piggy hammock right there. He looks great. Right, and here all this time, I thought you invented
the
pig.
Cute.
It's wonderful. You did such
A-plus.
If your teacher's looking, A-plus. Okay, got it? Okay. All right. Maddie, we have another animal kind of related thing. Who is your teacher at Wilder?
Miss Wilson.
Miss Wilson. And tell us what your invention is.
My invention is called the doggy slobber stopper.
Because they'll do that, won't they? They just slobber everywhere.
Yes.
Yes.
My problem was that when my dog, Barkley, when he drinks out of his water bowl, all the water would go all over the place.
All the time.
Just like this.
Yes. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Wow. That wasn't in the script. That's really good how you did that. That's really, all right, good. And so then what do you do?
Okay, so I put this sponge on, and now when he drinks, he does this.
Yeah?
And it goes on this.
I'll help you. Hold on a second. There you go. This, I love that invention. What a great invention. I need that for my little dog at home that does the same thing. I'm so proud of that. Nice job.
Thanks.
This man sitting next to you, who are you? Oh, you're Scott. Hi, buddy. How are you?
Good.
You brought some good friends. Tell me what your problem was.
Well, have you ever eaten soup and then it's too hot?
Mm-hmm. Have you eaten soup and it's too hot? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And it burns your tongue a lot, right?
All the time.
Yeah. So I made this thermometer.
Let's hold it right there so we can see.
It has a magnet attached to it right here.
Yes.
And so that way it easily attaches to the spoon here.
Good.
So then you can turn it on and put it in your soup, and it'll tell how hot it is.
Turn that around so we can see. Will you hold it right there? And where do you like your soup? What temperature? Here, hold it right there.
153 degrees, maybe.
4 out of 5 chefs say that, too. Yeah, 153 degrees, exactly the right temperature.
Yeah.
And you could just pull it off and put it on another one. Is that right?
Yep.
All right, so pull it off and put it on there. Only the finest of china will work. I love your invention.
It's called the Spangler Tongue Saver.
And why wouldn't it be?
Of course it is.
The attorney's waiting for us, all right? So good. Leah, show me what you have because you've got all of this contraption here. What is this?
My invention was called bungee blankets.
Yes. And what do you do with bungee blankets?
So, therefore, because whenever I went to sleep, my covers fell off.
Of course.
I kick when I go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you attach the clip onto a side of the bed.
Okay, so show me this. So this is the clip, and you have a magnet on the clip, is that right? And then what do? You put it on the side of the bed?
So you put it on the blanket where you want to stay on, and then you bring it under, and then you clip it on.
Wow, so you kind of strap yourself in. Mark has to do that for a different reason.
That's
he just kind of straps himself in this way, because he's
the
always kicking around.
Yes, right.
So this comes around here like this, and then this guy over here like this, and you've got it. And have you fallen out of bed since then?
That's great.
You have not. That's a wonder. And who's your teacher?
Mrs. Adams.
Mrs. Adams, very nice. Well, Mrs. Adams is very proud of you. I'm proud. Elise, would you show us what you have here? Because it's the most colorful. What is that? Oh, first of all, who's your teacher?
Miss Chandler and Larson.
Yep, you got a split teacher, don't you? I like that. It's good to have two. Yeah. Tell me what you do.
Well, it's actually a portable cabana.
Okay, and how does a because who doesn't need that? That's the problem. And what was your problem with your portable cabana?
Whenever I'm at the beach, there's either no place to change or you have to go in really stinky bathrooms.
Yes, I hate that. Yuck. And so I just don't change clothes and I go into the water with my clothes on, and that's not acceptable. So show me what yours does.
Well, you just open the latch.
Yes.
It's a shower curtain, a car UV sunshade, and a bandana. And then you just open it up,
It's kind of big. So.
It's okay, and I'll help you.
And then
good.
You just put it
okay.
On.
Good. Yes. Yes. I love that. And that. Oh, look at this. And she's changing inside. And now when she comes back, can I? Is it okay? Is it safe for me to take this off? Okay. Are you ready? Are we okay? Ta-da! Oh, you look like ta-da. The same kid. I love that. All right, we're going to sneak. I'm so proud of you. Hey, I'm going to sneak over real fast to Mark. How are you, buddy?
Good.
Okay, show us your invention real quickly.
Well, my problem was that whenever I went skiing or playing in the snow, I could never get the inside of my gloves dry.
Tell
I
me.
I hate it when that happens.
Yes.
And so I went to Home Depot with you.
With me, I remember, yeah. Yes.
And then we made this.
Okay.
So you put the hair dryer in here.
Good.
And you put
these
gloves.
Over. Good.
Look at that.
Oh, good. Sure. And now turn it on. Good job. Oh, would you look at that?
And the hot air comes out of the holes.
Yes.
And so
and
then
it dries
your clothes
it.
Are dry. I call my invention the DIY dryer.
It's getting it dry, too. I found that. Mark and Kim, I've also found that if you put the blanket right over here and you give it to your spouse right as they're getting out of the shower, they love a warm blanket.
Yes.
I do that with Miss Spangler every time. She's. I've never done it once.
Those are
that's a problem.
Steve, I have to say,
would you,
those are amazing.
Would you look over here for me and would you look in the camera? These are our
Yay.
Kids from Wilder, Mark and Kim. I'm going to toss it back to you.
Smarties.
I'm so proud of them.
Oh, terrific. We like to point out that the people at Home Depot do run when Steve shows up. Every time he comes in, they have no idea.
No clue.
Great job, kids. Nicely
good job,
done.
Guys.
You
high
can
fives.
See
ready?
Steve's experiment again
good
and
job.
His other projects by
good
going
job.
To the As Seen tab on 9news.com.